The Guardian.
Barack Obama has now won his 9th state in a row in the race for the Democratic nomination. That's a pretty convincing winning streak. Hillary Clinton has not won a single contest since February 5th. Now, Wisconsin in itself is not a huge prize. There's not that many delegates at stake here. But what's important is that Barack Obama has managed in Wisconsin, a white, almost completely white state, to eat into the bedrock of Hillary Clinton's support. He's won over working class voters. He's even winning over white women. That means that Hillary Clinton is unable to hang on to her coalition. Even more damaging for Clinton is Obama is beginning to gain traction here on his message on the economy. That had once been an area where Hillary Clinton dominated. Now it looks like lower income voters, poor voters are beginning to trust Barack Obama more on those bread and butter kind of issues. That's going to be crucial now as the contest moves on to Texas and Ohio on March 4th. Both those states have suffered in an economic downturn, and there's a lot of delegates at stake in both Ohio and Texas. Hillary Clinton had been hoping to make her comeback in Texas and in Ohio. It was her last stand. But if Barack Obama is winning on the key issue of the economy, that's not going to be a very good place for Hillary Clinton, and she could be facing a further erosion of her support and be thwarted in her hopes of making a comeback. It could be that Texas and Ohio truly do become the last stand for Clinton.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.